What am I doing here? A beautiful, exotic woman in your bathtub. What else could I be doing here? Ah, perhaps the gun is throwing you off. I wasn't sure if you'd be alone or armed. But you didn't seem to be the armed type when I came on to you at work the other day. You were just another tech at the lab. One I used to further my goals of stealing the research from your company. I invited you to ditch work and rendezvous with me at the hotel down the street, and you fell for it and left me there alone in the lab, with everything I needed there. I'm sorry about your job and all that. It was nothing personal, although I still feel bad, and you're kind of cute. So I broke protocol and decided to track you down and at least make good on that offer I made you. This isn't some hotel room, but we can still have some fun here in your apartment. Oh, you were easy to track down. I found the human resources database along with all the other files I downloaded. It wasn't even encrypted, like the other data. Just like your front door here, it was easy to get to. Oh, certainly. I plan on putting the gun down, once I'm sure you're not concealing any weapons. It doesn't seem likely, but I'm already taking enough risks as it is. If nothing else, it's a convenient excuse to have you undress for me. Or, plan B is that I lock you in your closet, then leave without having sex with you at all. I prefer plan A, where I fuck your brains out. Yes, I see you prefer plan A as well. Even though I cost you your job and your security clearance, you can't pass up sex with a woman like me. But I can assure you it will be very much worth your while. I've actually had a sizable amount of training in the sexual arts. It's literally a job requirement. But this one is strictly off the clock. Very nice. I'm satisfied that you don't have any weapons. Well, you could stab me with that, I guess. In fact, I'm kind of counting on it. It's possible that I could even choke on it. Now, hand me a towel, please, darling. You don't have to avert your eyes. Such a gentleman. That's surprisingly rare these days. But I don't really mind if you stare at my wet, naked body. I've been looking at your body this entire time. Care to follow me into your bedroom? I'll bring the gun with me, just because I don't go anywhere without it. I hope it doesn't intimidate you. You have nothing to fear as long as you don't make any sudden movements. In fact, I have a preference for slow, powerful movements. Here we are. I took the liberty of changing the sheets, and I tidied up a little bit, but that was partly to check for bugs. Oh, the spying kind, not the living ones. Oh, don't worry about your humble little place, sweetheart, or that it's a little messy. I've stayed in some of the best hotels in the world, but I come from pretty humble origins. That's probably why I felt a little sorry for tricking you. You seem like a good man, who probably had no idea what his former employer was up to. I'll lie down in the bed now. The gun will go on the nightstand, right next to the phone that, for some strange reason, doesn't work right now. The only contact we'll have with the outside world in the near future will be when your neighbors hear the sounds of happy sex through these thin walls. Join me now in your comfy little bed. Join with me. I'm actually quite looking forward to this. I get so little chance for recreational sex. You don't really get to enjoy it when you're doing it for work. Don't be so nervous. I put the gun aside, didn't I? I'm sensing that you perhaps don't have as much experience with this as I might, but it's okay. I deal with far too many professionals. You're not even sure how to properly lie on me, are you? Don't worry. If I can survive 3 bullets, I can survive you. And your concern for me is touching and arousing, so don't make me wait any longer. Oh, see. Oh, you know what to do. Oh, now remember, slow and powerful. Oh, but gentle, genuine. Oh, you're just a normal guy, and for right now, I'm just a normal woman, and we're having normal sex for fun. Oh, no ulterior motives. Oh, no secrets. This is better than I thought it would be. Oh, and you're enjoying it too. Oh, even though I'm not using much technique. Sex doesn't have to be elegant all the time, though. And I'm trying to enjoy this as much as you. I've had enough of just using my body to further the mission. My only mission today is to get fucked by you. To get an actual orgasm, not just a performance. My objective is in sight. That was the best sex in quite some time for me. No, I mean it. I'm not on a mission anymore, so there's no reason for me to flatter you. You're just a regular guy who makes love in an enthusiastic, although slightly clumsy way. You've no idea how being so normal is so special to me. You won't see me again after today. I may be in this city again at some point, but we can't meet ever again. This was against a lot of rules, so once I catch my plane out of this place, that's it. But that plane doesn't leave until tomorrow. We've got a lot of time until then, and I have some ideas on how to make use of it.